Good evening. This is the Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting to discuss the funding request from the River Road Garden Club. It's October 3rd, 2022, at 7:17 p.m. Present, myself, Mary Westfall, Chair of the Committee, and also committee members Marcus Hanson and Patrick Richardson. Joining us as well, Mark Fry, Brian McCann, and Lindsay Stowe from City Council. We've got Bill Sanford here, Leslie Brining, Sharon Booker, and Chuck Silvernail from Administration. Present with us, Sharon. Just joining us. Sharon Lang. I'm sorry, I was like saying Lane. Sharon Lang. Sorry, Sharon, having a old lady brain action here. And also present with us today, I believe, Chief has joined us, and Mayor Stowe is with us. So with that, we are very anxious to get started on our discussion about the Blue Star and the Gold Star Awards, banners. We did have the pleasure of receiving this. Also present to go on to the agenda here is Nancy Cole to do the presentation. And I would share with you that the Blue Star and Gold Star Memorials seem very meaningful, and we look forward to hearing more about them. I know Mr. Sanford had a few things he wanted to say, and then we'll open up to some remarks from you, Nancy.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, as you stated, Nancy reached out to the administration about this possibility and shared where it's been in other places. We thought this was a pretty worthwhile endeavor to have in our community, and I think that's when the last council meeting we set up to invite Nancy to come tonight to appear with the committee meeting to discuss it and kind of talk about what she has and would like to see here in Sylvania. So we're very excited to hear more about it.
Thank you for joining us. So I know, again, we've all had the chance to review this, but we'd love to hear your comments, a little bit of anything you'd like to share with us, and any history that we should be aware of.
Okay, but there's a lot of history. Does anybody have, would like anybody like a brochure? I don't know how many brochures. We don't have many because they raised the price, and so they...
Thank you. Well, don't give them all away.
That's okay.
We can share them among ourselves.
Yeah.
Would you pass it around?
Sure. I do have. I have. Anyhow, it's a very, well, it's really emotional for me, but I'm Nancy Cole from the River Road Garden Club, and the National Garden Club in 1946 decided to pay honor to the veterans because of World War II. And so they developed these memorials. And through the years, they then decided that they would have them for all veterans. And I don't know how many of you know the flag that hung in the windows. I don't know. I was a kid. I remember seeing them. And they hung in the windows, and they meant that if there was a person in that home who was in the service, if they had two men, they had two blue stars. Three, four, however many were in the service, they had the star for. And when they were killed in action, then they changed the star to gold. And that meant, you know, when I'd go down the street and I see it was gold, and I knew he was gone. And that's the Gold Star Memorial. Okay, we have members, the River Road Garden Club has members. We have three in White House, three in Sylvania. I'm from Temperance. We have one in Bowling Green, and we have one junior member, Violet Lowe. She's also lives in the White House. We've decided, we took on this program to initiate, to install these programs wherever we can. And we got donations, and when I installed, we have them installed in the Veterans Mall in downtown Toledo, and they're beautiful, they really are. I mean, the brochures don't do it the justice. I had a picture on my cell phone, but it's in the car, so I don't have that with me. But they're 7 foot 6 inches tall, and they're, I gotta look at these numbers here. And they're 41 by 45 wide, and they're printed on both sides. And they say that only, there's nobody's name can be on that, except it's the top part in the circle. It says the National Garden Clubs, and then down below, and then it reads that, well, this plate, this is a tribute. A tribute to the armed forces who have defended the United States of America, and that's all it says. And then it'll say River Road Garden Club, because we're the sponsor, and then the Ohio Garden Club, because that, of course, is the one that I worked through. And then we'll have whatever Sylvania would like to have, City of Sylvania, but no name, just the City of Sylvania or department. They are $18.30 each. They just raised the price on us, and that's why we don't have a lot of the brochures. And we have saved enough money that we can pay for the Blue Star, but we only have $1,000 towards the Gold Star. And if Sylvania would like to contribute to us, that'd be fine. If not, we'll just wait until we get the extra $800.
Yes, I have a quick question for you. So these would be plaques, not the flags?
No, but great big plaques.
And big flags and a plaque? Like, what are these plaques? I'm a little confused by these.
Okay, gee, I wish I had my cell phone.
Is it just the flag or is it the flag and the plaque? What, that's what
it, they're just, they look just like this.
I don't think there's a flag, is that correct?
Pardon?
Is there a flag involved?
No, it's a monument.
That's what I was asking.
The history of the blue and gold.
The window.
So
the
it's
home.
These.
It's these. It's mountain the blue flag. And the gold.
Got it. Okay.
Actually, the ones on this page are a little better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A little better. But, and because we are only 13 women and one man, we would like the City of Sylvania to install it. And I do have the instructions here, how to install them. And they supposedly, you can do it with two men, supposedly. I don't know, the City of Toledo hired somebody when you installed them. Nobody can order these except the National Garden Club. I mean, like if a VFW wanted them, they could not go. They have to work through a garden club.
Okay.
And they have to go through the National Garden Club, which, incidentally, it's been in, well, I don't know how many years it's been in business, but they're the largest volunteer organization of its kind in the world. And so that's very big. And go ahead.
So I do think that it sounds very meaningful, and I would want to make sure that we have time for council members to give some feedback. Is there anything else that would be critical? I'm very clear that we need the $800, and that you're still looking for $830.
Yes.
So.
Yes, $830.
Okay.
And that's all that I have,
okay.
Really.
That's perfect. Let me let the record show that Doug Hanum has joined us. And I would just ask quickly if our committee members would like to ask any questions, if you're all right with that, Andrew.
I think you wrote a very nice letter, very explanatory. I like the fact that you've raised so much money already.
Yes.
I'm just curious, how long did it take you to raise that?
Well, actually, we had it raised for the City of Toledo, but then they paid for everything. So that's why we have the bank. We got it from them all. Oh, we've been working for like 4 years to get that.
Sure.
Or longer even. Yeah.
Okay, but that's great.
We just keep putting the money in it, and we never find a place that we can install these. And we decided on the City of Sylvania.
Great. Thank you.
I had a question maybe for administration. Where exactly, I mean, I know we're talking about the park, but where exactly are we thinking about? Do you know about that, Mr. Mayor, where these would go?
Well, that you should have input in. This is
that's what I didn't know if there was a...
The natural place would be to put it in Memorial Field where we have other plaques.
Yes, I figured it would be there.
That's a natural, but I'd like you to consider some other possibilities.
Sure.
So more people would see them. We do have in the front yard of City Hall the statue of a soldier that spans about four different wars. And I think that might be an appropriate location where many more people would see them. And it is where we stop the Memorial Day Parade every year and have a wreath-setting ceremony. There's plenty of space there to do it. We probably put them in front of the wall, the name wall, the church name wall that's there. Though I haven't gone up and spotted them, I'd want to talk to the service director about them. And I think that might be a more appropriate location. I know the statue was put there by the previous administration because of how many people could see it, rather than putting it in Memorial Field. We already have enough plaques.
Yes, I had Memorial Field in my head. I just was asking about where, but now that you mentioned that, I think that that is a good point about the visibility of it. Because, I mean, these are large and would definitely be seen from, you don't need to be standing right next to it to notice it. So, that's interesting.
Downtown, they put them right on the other side of the sidewalk. So when you drive by, you can see them. And you can read them when you drive by. They're that close to the room, so.
The mayor had shared with me in advance that concept. We talked about it a bit and talked about Memorial Field versus City Hall, and I actually love the idea of City Hall.
Yeah,
having
yeah.
it being a much more
visible location. I hadn't thought about it, but
I do.
And I think it feels really powerful to have it displayed where people can see it. So I think the other question that I just want to make sure we get clarity on as we move forward is, I did talk with administration. I know that they feel comfortable with the $830 commitment, and I would like to make that suggestion to the committee and make sure that you feel comfortable as well.
Yep.
No issues.
So any questions or comments from other members of council who are present? Hearing none, is there a motion to advance the Blue Star Gold Star Memorial with the commitment to the $830 donation to complete the Gold Star plaque and to have it located at City Hall?
Second.
And so, all in favor? And let me just make a point of clarification. This would be to have administration prepare legislation.
Yes.
This is a point of reference. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Nancy, I think you've got some nice plaques coming your way, and the city of Sylvania is so grateful for your leadership that allows us to display these meaningful flags. I think there will be a large learning curve for many people, me included. I learned a lot here as I learned about the Blue and Gold Memorial, Star Memorial. So thank you.
Good. Great.
And with that, this meeting will stand adjourned at 7:30, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you.